Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. We got some great news out of Harlem today as well from the city's acting health commissioner, Michelle Morse.
Our Harlem cluster of Legionnaires' disease has ended. There have been no new cases of Legionnaires' disease among New Yorkers who live or work in Central Harlem since August the 9th, which is more than 2 weeks ago. While today marks a hopeful step forward for our city, I recognize that we are also grieving.
Yeah, that's the only downside to this. She says we lost another person last night to the disease, bringing the death total to 7. Also, there are 114 cases, 90 hospitalizations, and 6 people are still in the hospital. The Legionnaires outbreak showed up about 3 weeks ago, maybe 4. And since that time, officials have been working to locate the suspect water towers and mitigate the problem. Well, today they tell us close to a dozen towers have been cleaned now and that there are no traces of the Legionella bacteria that causes this. They're also proposing to take preventive actions like ordering all buildings to clean their towers and disinfect every 30 days instead of 90 and other similar mitigating initiatives. It's no doubt in response to complaints that the city wasn't forthcoming about the disease and the neighborhood it impacted. There have been several calls, in fact, for accountability. There have been also several lawsuits filed, as you know, including some construction workers who say they were infected while doing work near the suspect towers, were located. A Manhattan judge has denied a motion by the Saudi government to dismiss a lawsuit brought by families of 9/11 victims, claiming the kingdom provided material support to the hijackers.
Federal Judge George Daniels said the plaintiffs provided reasonable evidence of the roles two Saudi nationals with diplomatic ties to the kingdom played in assisting the hijackers. Brett Eagleson, who lost his father Bruce on 9/11, said new evidence includes a video of Omar al-Bayoumi filming the entrances of the U.S. Capitol and referencing a plan.
There is clearly a support network here, and this refutes everything that anyone has ever said. In fact, the 9/11 Commission had none of this.
The ruling comes as the anniversary of the attacks approaches.
Now, this year, we have real hope.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
11 people hurt, including 2 firefighters, with serious injuries in a Queens house fire this morning. Flames broke out about 7 o'clock at the home on 111th Street in South Richmond Hill. FDNY says 7 firefighters and 2 civilians suffered minor injuries, while 2 firefighters had to be rushed to the hospital. Their injuries are more serious, but not considered life-threatening now. Took about 2 hours to get the fire out, and the cause is still under investigation this afternoon. Back to school season, and with that terrible shooting in Minnesota earlier this week, parents understandably concerned about their children's safety. And with that in mind, one Long Island school district debuting a first-of-its-kind security system as the kids head back to class.
Clean as Schools Here is going live, giving first responders direct video and audio access inside during an emergency. Parent Megan Borelli, who has 2 children in the district, says it helps ease our fears.
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually proud that Plain Edge is one of the first, I believe, to invest in this. And it just makes me feel safe.
Michael, another parent, says even seconds could save lives.
Well, let's hope we're never put in that position that a life needs to be saved. But if it does, seconds matter.
Parents here call every dollar spent on safety a bargain when it comes to saving lives. Darius Rancius, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in North Massapequa, Long Island.
A false alarm led to some real violence on Long Island. Police say a teenager facing charges now for allegedly pulling a fire alarm. This is inside the Nassau Supreme Courthouse, leading to an evacuation. Yeah, emptied out the place, it said. And then, when they tried to arrest the guy, they say he became combative and allegedly bit into an officer's arm. Took a chomp right out of the guy's arm. 19-year-old Connor McCoy is charged with falsely reporting an incident, assault, and resisting arrest. Cops searching for the suspect who fired off shots today at a gas station in Mount Vernon, meantime, in an attempted armed robbery. This happened at a Shell gas station right there on Pearl Street near the Metro North Railroad about 5:30 this morning. A large police presence could be seen in the area. Armed officers were searching through an apartment building, backyards, and along the train tracks. No reports of any injuries. Anybody with information, by the way, is asked to call the MPPV Detective Division, that is, at 914-665-2510.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.